With talking about Beluga and hopefully telling you what it is and why you should care about it. I'm going to use it going through an application. We want to localize the Andino robot using SteamVR sensors, base stations, and for that we're going to use the Beluga library. So what do we need? We need the Andino robot, we need the SteamVR base stations, and of course we need some type of sensor to receive the signal from the base stations. That was perfectly described earlier today. This sensor, it's the Bitcraze Lighthouse Positioning Deck, which receives the, or measures the infrared signals transmitted by the base stations and provides this timing information or like angular information of where the base stations are. But we still need to do some math on those readings to get actually the azimuth and the elevation angles for the different base stations. For that, we're going to use the Lighthouse ROS node, which is provided by Ecumen. It's open source. So this computes the basically how where the bases are with respect to the robot. But that's not what we want. We want to find where the robot is with respect to the known locations of the base stations. Base station calibration and position was talked in the previous meeting. Very interesting. We're going to delve into that. So how do we get where the robot is? For that, we're going to use Beluga. So what is Beluga? Beluga is an open source Monte Carlo localization toolkit, which is focused on code quality and performance. It is both an AMCL drop-in replacement node. So many people probably here are familiar with the AMCL node. This one will work basically just as very, very similar to the AMCL. It supports both ROS1 and ROS2, but it is also an extensible ROS-independent MCL library that we can use to make other localization systems. And that's what we want to do now. So we are going to focus on the second aspect of Beluga. And if we take a look under the hood, we open up the code of the Beluga AMCL node, we'll find out that it's actually instantiating the AMCL algorithm from the Beluga library and configuring it to expose the sensor models and the motion models that are used in the AMCL package so that people are familiar with it. It has the same parameters, connects to the same ROS topics, publishes the same things, so basically it works exactly like that. So basically, if we look at the AMCL implementation inside Beluga, we will see that it is generic on the sensor models and the motion models. So in our case, maybe the only thing that we need to do is a new sensor model that will weight our particles based on the readings from the different from the light positioning deck. If we wanted to do something more involved, like for example fuse the LiDAR that the robot has and the lighthouse positioning information, we could do our own AMCL-like algorithm, and for that we might not use the entire AMCL implementation on Beluga, but we use like the underlying abstractions that it has that uses the like this modern style C++ ranges thing to, for example, propagate all the particles, and then we can sample them, and then we get estimation. So it's pretty flexible. We can extend as much as we want or use it as it is. Oh, I'm going really fast. So how do we... So what do we need now? I think we can go for the first option and just use create a new sensor model. And for that, we are going to we can create our lighthouse sensor model 2D, which is a class. And if you look at the Beluga documentation, it will tell us that it's a class that needs to overload the call operator, then that will receive when called the detections, which would be the sensor readings, so this information of azimuth and elevation for the base station that it saw at that particular moment, right? It doesn't need to be seeing all the base stations at some point. It will be just one, or which one it reads. And what we return is a method that gets as an argument the current state, which are the particles, basically. And what it will do, this is basically some type of projection error, and give us the probability of getting this detection given this state, this particle. So basically the probability, the weight in the particles. And this is the only thing that the new code that we need to write, which is a bit of math, and that's it, assuming some error and whatnot. But then we package that. We can create our own Lighthouse AMCL ROS node. We still need to write some of the extra code to connect to the system. But then we are done, and we can localize our robot perfectly, just using pretty little code. Next up.